This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't dabble. I don't even know how to approach this.
This is weird. This is new for us.
This is a very strange topic. Because we don't touch on political things, but this is about political correctness.
Yeah.
It's that time of the year.
Oh my gosh. That's what PC stands for.
This can't be happening.
This can't really be happening.
This is your moment.
This is
your Helen Keller moment where you finally realize a PC stands for political correctness.
I need a minute. Can we play a song?
Aaron.
I didn't know what it stood for. I was like, yeah, that's PC.
Everyone's so uptight about personal computers these days.
I think we are going to have to play a song. I don't even think I can do a show with somebody. I
understood what it meant, but it
like you
it
understood
never,
the overarching
but
of what
I never
PC
knew what it,
is.
Yeah,
but you just thought it was just
yeah.
Just, we just picked two letters to be like the right thing to do.
No. Wait until we tell you about ED.
Education department? Yeah. Is that what it? Okay.
Okay.
It is funny how many little things like that happen in your real life where all of a sudden you just go, I've never thought to ask that question. Mm-hmm. I can't even think of another one right now, but it's happened to me.
Yeah.
Not on quite such a grand scale or in front of everyone.
Yeah.
You're literally living the dream where you go back to high school in your underwear.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing that right now.
Yes, I am.
Well, at least the mics aren't on.
Oh my God. Okay. So this is about Halloween. It's that time of year where people dress up. And I remember we talked about this a couple years ago. A friend of ours, I wasn't even for Halloween, but this was very mixed emotions. Let me start on these other ones, and then I'm going to come back to the one I was just thinking.
Okay.
Like, this is a question. If your little boy wants to dress as Lady Gaga, is that okay?
Yeah.
I think so. I would, yeah.
The question is, can a boy dress as a girl, and is that politically correct now?
Like, as long as you're doing it with like good intention and not to mock the person, sure.
So can a little boy just dress as a generic girl?
Yeah. I
hope so, because I did one year.
You did?
When I was in fifth grade, yeah. Oh, it slayed. It crushed.
What'd you dress as? Just generic girl?
So we went to a private school, so we had uniforms, and so we had, like, the girl skirts. We, like, borrowed some skirts and the shirt. And then a blonde wig. And
we just spent the day as a girl.
Yeah.
But I think in this PC...
Yeah, I mean, that was...
I think... I think it's better if you have, because for Halloween you dress up as someone, so I think it's just better to have someone specific picked out.
Yeah, but you can dress up as the Ozempic shot. You can dress up as a naughty nurse. You don't have to be like specifically Nurse Ratched.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're just a nurse.
So we were like school girls, technically.
Yeah, you're just a school girl.
Yeah.
Is the opposite true? Can a woman dress up? Is it easier? Because like Erin has this fantasy that she won't let go of.
I don't have a fantasy.
She wants to dress up as Guy Fieri so bad.
Yeah.
You have like 20 different dudes you want to dress as.
Dude, I think it's so funny when girls dress up as like Nacho Libre or like Pitbull. Or
Pitbull.
Oh, it's so good.
But you are mocking them.
They're not mocking. That is respect.
How are they not mocking them? That's a fine line.
So these are the questions. Like, text into 51059. Can a boy dress as a girl? Yes.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Can a girl dress as a boy? Yes. Yeah. No. So here was the one, and there's some other scenarios here, but like this one happened in school. A friend of ours, I don't know if you guys remember this, his son did a school, what's it called? Living theater or something like that? Living museum or something? Where you do a report. I remember my daughter did it.
Mm.
She did it on Martha Washington. And then there's a day, and then you go to the school library, and she's created her like trifold whatever, and then she's standing there
telling the life of
as Martha Washington.
Yeah,
she's dressed like Martha Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So our friend, who is as Caucasian gets, his son did Muhammad Ali.
Okay,
and it came time for the living theater, and he was like, I have to dress as Muhammad Ali. So do I put on...
No. You can still dress as a person without like blackface.
But a lot of people...
You don't have to take it very literal like that.
Including Muhammad Ali, because this guy was on the radio.
We've learned today that that does not matter.
No, but I'm just saying he had the influence.
Oh.
Muhammad Ali's family was like, yeah, do it. We don't find it offensive.
Mm. See, the first way I found like, yeah, do it.
No, no, it wasn't. They were goading him.
It's Muhammad Ali. So
no, but I think he's passed now, right? I think he's passed.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But like his daughter, Layla or whatever, they were all like, yeah, he can. And it's like, but blackface, we all now go like, I mean, but to your point earlier, Erin, a lot of people, when they were doing blackface, were 100% mocking.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to be like, this kid was like, I just want to represent Muhammad Ali. I want people to feel like when they walk up, they're talking to Muhammad Ali.
Well, and we do know a specific kid that takes things very literal and very detail oriented.
Correct.
So I can understand that the kid would be like, well, I have to
match. My skin's the wrong color.
But
and he has no racism at all. He's just like, I'm trying to look like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. There's something very non-racist on maybe.
It's so about saying
like,
so
I want to look like him.
Yeah.
Correct.
Like, I like that. I want that. But
which brings me to another one that's on this list. Dressing as like Pocahontas or a Native American, indigenous person. You'd be surprised where people fall on this. Can you do that? Because you're not poking fun.
Right. And I kind of get torn because you also have Pocahontas as the Disney princess.
Right.
So that's like another level.
Moana.
Yeah.
I think I did. I wasn't Pocahontas, but I was a whatever the guy's name is. I had he has the bear
John
claw.
Smith?
No. The bear claws on the his like pec muscles. I forget his name.
Are you doing Moana? No, from
Pocahontas.
Oh.
Whoever she's supposed to marry. I forget what his name is.
I don't know it.
But it was like because Pocahontas came out and I was in second grade or whatever and I had that costume.
And you wanted,
I definitely wore it, but I didn't paint my face.
52% of people say it's still okay. But I just think it's kind of weird if you came out in full indigenous person headdress, I just don't know. There's a lot of kids out there who emulate, who like, oh my God, I want to be that. And they have no ill will. But should they be allowed to dress as that? I don't have the answer.
It's almost like kids, yes, adults, no, in my book.
The last big one on here is, can you, if you're John Wick, say your kid's super into John Wick.
Okay, so he's got to have accessories.
He's going to have some guns on him.
Oh, okay, I was like, I don't know anything about John Wick.
Shut your filthy, non-PC knowing...
You really? So he would have to have guns in every crevice of his body.
I did this one too. What the heck? I did. We dressed as like highway patrol, like the Reno 911 guys, and we had the fake. We had fake guns and stuff.
Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
Busting into the Taco Bell where all our friends were meeting before the dance and yelling BPD, BPD, get down. With our fake guns drawn. That's probably bad. But I didn't paint my face.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.